Well, I want to take this opportunity to draw attention to another dimension of this whole business of working and stuff. You work, but you work within the context of family.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, once you're a public figure, everybody knows your business. You know that I've been twice married. And I want to say that my children, I have three children from my first marriage, and I have one daughter and a stepson in my second marriage. And I think I would not have been able to work as hard as I did and spend as much time out there had it not been for the support of my family. In particular, I think many people don't even realize that I've been married a second time for nearly 30 years. The combination of, I was married for about 7 years in the first instance, 30 years now, nearly 30 years in the second. And there had to be a lot of support that I got from my children and my wives over the years. And I want to really thank them for that support. There are a lot of people who have been in journalism and broadcasting and stuff, and basically they had a really tough time being able to keep that side of their lives together. And, you know, I've seen people fall by the wayside, and not only in journalism, but in generally in life. So I wanted to say that, and I also want to say this. Life has not been easy in this business. I think I spent a lot of my early days not focused on the internal dynamics of Starcom, but more focused on the competition. I have been a fierce competitor against CBC, but you know what? My style was different. I didn't believe in beating my chest. I believed in going out there and getting a project that they didn't have, doing something that they didn't have, and beating them on the basis of quality. I wasn't too caught up in the other aspect of it, but I remained a fierce competitor. I always felt, especially when I was dealing with news on current affairs, I felt that there was nothing that anybody else in Barbados could do that I couldn't do better. All right? I could conceptualize, and I'm going to implement. But along the way, it is the staff, the other members of the team. I could not be able to devote my attention to some of the things that I did if other members of the team were not supporting in a different way. I've had differences of opinion with some of them. But at the end of the day, I believe that all of those experiences have helped me, have shaped me, and have developed in me a greater appreciation and understanding. Mm-hmm. I would have made mistakes along the way, especially as a young manager, you do. But the most important thing is to be able to recognize where you have fallen down and to pick up yourself and try to move on and take this thing to a different level. I think in the last 3 years or so, one of the things that I've enjoyed most of all has been chairing our management meetings so that people could be, you know, be involved, can participate, can get a sense of the direction and the vision. Those types of things mattered to me. And I have not been without controversy, or, you know, from time to time I've had my controversial moments. But I want to thank all of the members of the team at Starcom. And there are several of them over the years. One of the first things that I wanted to do, and actually succeeded in doing it, was to take all of those retirees who would have been passing River Road and seeing this refurbished building that we have there, and wondering what on earth is going on inside of this building. You know, one of my proudest moments was when we invited as many of them as would come back into the building to see how it looks now and to recognize that we had not forgotten them. That was important, you know.
And you mentioned children, very much a part of the lives of broadcasters that sometimes may feel neglected, sometimes may feel they're in competition with the job. There's some who say, you know, they're married to both and actually feel that they're being ostracized. So let's hear from first Devney and then Kim and Ashley.
Wow.
Yeah, I could pull a
few. Hey, Dad. I do not take for granted having a father, let alone having one as great as you. I know that you have worked so hard and always done your best to put people and the truth first. And you've been my hero for my entire life, and you still are. You're an institution of broadcasting in this country, and I am so glad to see you get into this stage of your life and open this chapter. People can say whatever they like about you or your work or your career, but they can never take away the fact that you are one of the best broadcasters and journalists on the planet. You're an amazing man, an amazing father, an inspiration to me, and I love you. I want you to enjoy all of this and know that you are loved and appreciated for all that you have done and continue to do. That's for me, and I know my sisters will say the same thing. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Dad. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Devney.
Of all the things you could possibly be in life, of all the tributes you could get, there is that three-lettered word, D-A-D, that means so much, I'm sure, to you, David. So, the girls?
Kim and Kerry.
I'll push you to the limit, David. Trust me.
Well, I tell you, my children used to be all over the station.
That's something I could come back to.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Your daughter Kim here.
Your daughter Ashley here.
We just wanted to thank you for being such an amazing father to us over the years.
And we hope your birthday and your retirement are as wonderful as you have been and continue to be. Happy birthday.
We love you.
Wow.
Yeah. The reason why I said I would jump into that is because one of the things I saw, one of the transformations I saw here at Starcom Network, and as we bid, we'll get a couple of the old heads to head off. I know Vic wants to drop off as well as Tony, because we have some of the moderators lined up as we go into this. And we got a message from Noel Wood as well. And some other tributes. But I have to say this, one of the changes I saw here in Starcom Network, again under the guidance of you and Vic, was the creation of a room for the Starcom babies, if you wanted to call them that. And because there are so many young people that I saw in and out of the studio, and as I watched them grow in the years I've been here, I see them now, young ladies, young gentlemen, with some with their own families, some going into their own careers, but to me, they are the Starcom family, because I've seen, you know, some of them literally in diapers holding on to daddy's pants, and I didn't see yours that much, but there's some over the years, the ladies in accounts, and the Starcom family is part and parcel of this story that perhaps the public will not see and hear, and you know, I'm glad you said that they used to run more the station with you. And that's a fact, Vic, isn't it, as you head off?
I must tell you that Ashley is the last one to be born. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to do an interview with Wayne Arthur soon after he was sworn in as prime minister at government headquarters with Ashley in a bassinet or whatever.
Right, yeah, correct. It's called the perks of the job, David. Anyway, I want to thank Vic and I want to thank Tony for joining us for this segment and staying with us. And thanks for the tribute and the memories. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis, both gentlemen. Yes, I'd forgotten about the playroom for the kids. It certainly made more sense than letting them run amok through the building and so on. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a part of this amazing story here with David Ellis. It was easy to do because it was all the truth. So we still have some more mountains to climb and some more things to achieve. But well done, David. Thank you. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to be a part of it. Well,
I thank you very much. I thank you and Tony and all the other broadcasters, my colleagues who have come to share this experience, this moment with me. I think it also speaks to this the kind of platform on which we stand as broadcasters, no matter where we serve, whether you're serving here at Starcom or if you're serving at CBC or anywhere else, we all have something in common, and we are able to respect and appreciate excellence in each other, irrespective of whether we are competitors or not. And I encourage the younger people in the media to look around. I do not believe that we should be so insular as to believe that we are the only ones who have good broadcasters. You can learn something from everyone else out there who is striving for excellence. And God knows we need to do a lot more work in that regard. So thank you all very much.
Thank you as well for that.
Dennis, I'll take my leave of you now, Dennis. And thank you for the opportunity to also interface with Tony Bess. As I said, best GM I ever had. And I learned a lot from him in my days at CBC. And of course, when I was in New York, only Tony Bess could find a place for Putnam's House to take me to. And it was really authentic Putnam's House. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the memories as well. We have the CEO acting of The Nation Corporation, Mr. Noel Wood.
I feel privileged to be selected to pay tribute at this time to David Ellis, a tower in journalism, in the journalism landscape in Barbados. David, you have made a significant contribution to this field, and I applaud you for that. I want to especially thank you for your contribution to the development of Starcom and its radio stations, particularly the news and current affairs segment, which has differentiated us. And of course, the Down to Brass Stats Calling program. You are the leading light where that is concerned. And my contemporaries, who listen, that is, say they feel very comfortable when you are on. Your depth of knowledge and calm demeanor, sometimes in the face of the occasional infuriating and ill-informed caller, is refreshing. Not that some don't get on your scene, but anyway, personally, I want to thank you for your support during the period of my acting appointment. I appreciated your calls or meetings to update me on what was happening or the challenges you were facing, and even the proposed changes to the bar stats lineup. It was so easy for you to say, I'm the expert and I don't need to consult you, but you did. And I want to thank you for that. On your journalistic skills, your name is synonymous with good journalism in Barbados and the Caribbean for that matter. Some say right now there's none comparable. If you want a journalist to ask the right questions, the hard questions, and to get the information from the source, be it government official or business executive, look to David Ellis. We at Starcom and The Nation Group hope that your talents remain associated with us. And for sure, your voice is not lost on the Brass Stacks program. Anyway, you are retired now, or will be retiring very soon. You should still seek to remain active and truly find more time to do the things that you truly love. I want to wish you a long, enjoyable, a restful retirement, and I hope to see you around. God bless. Cheers.
That's the CEO acting of The Nation Group in his tribute to David Ellis on this, the special Brass Stacks Friday, looking at the achievements and challenges of David, and of course his contribution to journalism in Barbados, and indeed to Starcom Network and the OCM Group. One of the persons that I've had the pleasure of working with, certainly closely here at Starcom Network, and she's been a part of the broadcast family, and of course would also want to pay her tribute to David. And we hear now from Kyle Roberts-Reefer, the CEO of the National Cultural Foundation, once the broadcaster, I suppose I can still refer to her as broadcaster. Carol?
Hello, everyone. In the business of the media, you will find that there are journalists who are very good at journalism. There are broadcasters who are very good at broadcasting, hosting programs, presenting programs, and there are producers who are very good at turning concepts into reality. It is quite rare to find someone who is very good at all three all the time. One such consummate media professional is David Ellis. He's an excellent producer, one of the best journalists to come out of the Caribbean, and certainly one of the best broadcasters that the Caribbean has produced. I met David, let me see if I will now age both of us, in 1980. I'd heard of him before, because he's older than I am. I would have heard of him before, obviously. And by the time I got into broadcasting, everybody knew the name David Ellis for being balanced, for being on the cutting edge of the presentation of news, for being extremely articulate, and for always getting the best stories. And then years later, in terms of working with David Ellis at the Starcom Network, what I liked most about him was that, like me, we always looked for the story behind the story. So, didn't matter what was the breaking news of the day, what was the leading story of the day, you could always depend on Ellis to give you all of the stories emanating from that one activity. So whether it were a house fire, whether it were some political story, you would always get the stories behind that story, the personalities, the issues, the deeper issues, apart from the major issue that was included in the story, all of that. And you don't get many of them anymore. I understand the formality of retirement. You've got to, you know, you get to that age, there's a formality to retirement forms and papers and all the rest. But I sincerely hope that David does not intend to walk away from the media. There's still so much for him to do. There's still so much for him to share with us. And most importantly for me on this day, there is still so much for him to teach an entire cadre of young media personnel who really need the guidance and the mentorship and that hand along that he has given to so many of us, me included, for decades. So David, I wish you a wonderful, wonderful retirement. But as I said, I also wish you the stamina, the good health, and the fortitude to reinvent yourself and come back out swinging, because this profession needs you. Best of luck.
Carol Roberts-Reefer, the CEO of the National Cultural Foundation broadcaster. I have one more tribute to include in this segment before we come back to our live segment where the moderators and some other personnel from the broadcast fraternity is standing by to say a few words to David. We keep it nice and tight, and then, David, you'll have the final segment pretty much all to yourself. Sorry to be monopolizing your birthday, but, you know, Ringmaster is a new task for me, so I play this one by ear. Anthony Green is the programming content manager here at Starcom Network, and he's recorded this tribute to David Ellis.
Hello, I'm Anthony Green, and I'm happy to share this tribute to David Ellis. Many things could be said of David's work of excellence and contribution as a journalist and to the broadcast industry. It really is a stellar achievement and an example of the role of media in the development of a democracy in a Caribbean context, and especially at critical moments in our country's history, such as now with this COVID-19 pandemic. There are those who have been selected to speak on those areas, but I share from the perspective of having sat on the management team at Starcom Network since 2016 under David's leadership. I can share that it was a challenging period for us, a transition in leadership, and David did bring a level of stability that was required for us to move forward. I want to select just a few areas that stood out while he was leading this great organization. His fairness. Well, David had a way of ensuring that staff issues were fully ventilated before decisions were taken. He also gave individuals an opportunity to prove themselves, and in instances where persons needed support, he encouraged that support and guidance for them to improve. And when we did have critical issues to address, he was at the helm of ensuring that a due process was followed. Standards. Now, well, you just have to be behind the scenes when David is coordinating and producing, and it wouldn't take you long to realize that this is an individual who puts in every effort to make sure that there's a certain level of quality associated with anything that he does. Now, there is very often an intensity with which he articulates our need to maintain certain standards. And this, of course, in a world where there are real challenges associated with getting the kind of output that made many proud of high standards in the past. And indeed, it's the same in many other areas as well. But we are always motivated by David's example to rise above the challenges and deliver on quality. We have some work to do, but we also do a lot of good work here at Starcom Network. And much of that can be attributed to the legacy of David and others who have sat in these studios. And thirdly, I wouldn't say finally because we can go on and on, but thirdly, technology. We are talking about someone who is about to retire, but do not for one second think that it means being out of touch with current technological developments or even the future. In fact, you can say that David Ellis has his fair share of big boy toys, equipped with the tools and the knowledge necessary to perform many of the activities expected of a broadcaster in this digital age. You even may say that he is ahead of many of his younger colleagues in the business. He led from the front in paving the way for remote hosting of Down to Brass Tacks via Zoom to facilitate hosts such as Glenn Murray, Peter Wickham, who hosts from France, and David himself. It is an initiative that we are appreciating now with the restrictions and protocols associated with COVID-19. This is just one example, but there are many in our conversations as a management team. And of course, this is an area, as I have said, that he has exhibited strong leadership, not just now, but as far back as when I was at Barbados Community College many years ago. I had come to Starcom Network as a student knowing how to use the latest software. But at the same time, I was fortunate enough to see the older technology at work here at Starcom, carts and reel-to-reel, editing, splicing the tape, etc. But even at that time, David was already using the software that we as students were learning to use. I therefore have no doubt that he is more than able to continue his journey in his great broadcasting career as long as he chooses to. You have to respect that he now has a choice. He is a most valuable member of our team, and I surely hope that this continues as his contribution to Starcom Network, to journalism, the broadcasting fraternity, and to this country is unparalleled. And we were blessed to have had him lead our executive team. To Mr. David Ellis, I wish you a most fruitful retirement. God bless.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
That's Anthony Green, the programming content manager here at Starcom Network Incorporated. We continue this tribute to David Ellis on his birthday and imminent retirement in this, the Friday edition of Dr. Brass Tacks.
You're listening to A Tribute to David Ellis, A Taste of Achievement. We salute you on your retirement. Brought to you by
C.O. Williams, moving the earth to please, because in our work, we take pride and quality we provide. Calmart.com, the online superstore with free delivery. BWU Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are better with us. 1359 Zen, the rejuvenation location. Lorry Dash, the original craft shop exclusively on Bay Street. Satisfy your creativity at the craft shop. Cooperators General Insurance, insurance the way you want it to be. Solar Watts, powering the future. Carter's General Store, at Carter's, service comes naturally. Paint, lumber, hardware, and a whole lot more. Clayton's Cola Tonic, reach for the next level. Sagicor Life, wise financial thinking for life. Country Kitchen Essence, so full of flavor. Alcolado, protect yourself with Glacial. Septic Solutions, Barbados' number one grease trap and septic service. Cave Shepherd Card Services, Williams Equipment Rental, for all of your rental needs. VOB 92.9 FM, celebrating 40 years in 2021. And Starcom Network Inc. Barbados National Oil Company Limited, energy for life. Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology, enter work with skills.